News dump. Find me in the club.
Bottle full of bub.
My mind, I'm in it. I'm having sex. And I'm making love.
And then I'm making love. So come give me a hug.
I guess before we dip into this bath of trailers, a real, not even a deep pool. We didn't get that many trailers. Super Bowl 56, question mark?
We're like waist deep, I'd say, in trailers. Not
up 56?
To our shoulders.
56?
Oh, I don't know.
I lost track a long time ago.
Who cares? Roman numerals.
Yeah, but the halftime show there at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
What a time to be alive.
What a time to be alive. I would say probably top five halftime show of all time without doing much digging.
Have you rewatched it yet?
No.
Okay, so give it a rewatch because on the rewatch, not as impressive. I feel like going into it, I might have had low expectations. And then when they really hit on all their marks, I'm like, you know what? Great job done by all.
Here's the secret behind the Soscu.
Yeah.
Hasn't been a ton of great halftime shows.
No,
so
no.
I feel pretty comfortable calling it top five, even without rewatching it.
But then you like think back, Prince, Gaga, yep. Stop clicking your pen.
Yeah.
Beyonce.
Not clicking my pen.
What are you clicking then?
I'm playing with Wolverine.
Okay, put that away. And you're clicking something.
It's my fidget spinner.
No fidget spinning during the podcast.
I have to fidget.
Mac, literally in 20 minutes, you can fidget your dick. I don't care. Just stop
well,
fidgeting stuff.
I'll consider
right
that.
Now. Okay.
I'll consider that.
Beyonce, Gaga, Michael Jackson, Prince.
I thought the Beyonce one was overrated. The Bruno one was really good.
That's fine. No, but I'm just saying there have been a lot of very good ones. There have been a lot of bad ones, too. I agree with you completely. And then the weekend was very middling.
Didn't care for the weekend.
You're going to forget about all the middling ones.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, the ones that stuck out off the top of my head were Prince,
yeah,
Bruno, Gaga. And then mm-hmm. I was like, I'm cool calling this one top five.
U2 was good, too.
Yeah. Yeah. It was fine.
Yeah.
I'm not a big U2 guy.
But do you want to see my 50 Cent?
I've been staring at it the whole time.
No, but now I'm doing it, though. He looked like he was going to die.
Well, I thought he was going to be fatter than he was when he unflipped, but he has added girth. It's bulking.
Right, but someone should probably tell him, hey, no more wife beaters. Let's get a loose-fitting T-shirt.
I wondered how he was being held up. I wonder if there was like three people like holding his ankle.
My question is, because they cut away from him when he turned around to go normal,
yeah,
did it take a team of people to get him down?
There's someone sweating the sweat off his forehead,
yeah,
too. Yeah, he was a little out of place. I didn't really need the 50. Kendrick was a little out of place, too. But Eminem, Dre, Snoop, and Mary J. Blige were awesome.
So overall, pretty good. Pretty,
yeah, real good.
Pretty good. News dump. Now it's time for the main course, what we all came here for, Mac, and that is the trailer and the poster beforehand for Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. I will let you talk for 1 second as I put myself right side up.
So I have done absolutely no research on the internet for Easter eggs here. I'm still trying to figure out, and it's impossible to just from this trailer, but I'm worried this is going to be a little bit like Spider-Man in that, hey, it's multiverse. You're going to see this stuff in the Strange movie. And then after the Strange movie, we're still in the one universe.
I don't know. If they introduce the Illuminati, there's kind of no going back from that.
I don't know what the ramifications of introducing the Illuminati does.
Well, if you're getting Patrick Stewart, the sex appeal is just going to fly off the screen.
I mean, it sounds like him.
No, that is him. And then also Professor X is in the Illuminati, so...
And you see, like, the side of a bald head. Mm-hmm. So you're like, that's probably...
And there's
Patrick
only, like,
Stewart.
Five or six bald people in the world.
I hate bald boys. I guess I'm, like, afraid to dive in here because if they really do this,
yep,
you're bringing in the X-Men, and apparently Reed Richards is a part of that clan, too.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
Illuminati. So
should we go over who's in the
four.
Illuminati?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So it is Doctor Strange. It is Black Bolt. It is Charles Xavier. It is Reed Richards. And it is Tony Stark. And also Namor.
Yeah. And he's being escorted up to this panel of characters by, it looks like, Ultron-like guards.
Yep.
So does Ultron have anything to do with it, or is that just the Stark connection?
Right, because that now leads to the question, and this is my worry about the movie, is too much connectivity, too much of the tissues that lead you back to what if. Because
yeah, I really fucking
we are
hope.
Already looking at possibly a dark Doctor Strange, Sorcerer Supreme that we saw in episode 4 of What If. We are looking at a possible zombie Doctor Strange that we also saw in What If. On the movie poster, we see a Captain Carter shield, more tiptoes back there, which not really thrilled about. So is there a lot of What If here?
This was my hope for What If at the time, and we still aren't sure because of what we keep seeing in slight connections to it. I wanted it to operate in a separate world than our MCU. I wanted it to just be fun ideas that they go do over here, and then we get back to what we're normally doing. And unfortunately, it looks like they keep trying to tie a connection to it. They keep wanting, they keep trying to make What If happen. You know,
it's, it kind of reminds me of Thor: The Dark World. Of like, yeah, guys, right, this is important. Right. You like, need no, to
it
watch
matters.
It. Yeah, it matters.
It matters.
My big question: if you introduce Captain Carter or you know, Captain Britain with Peggy Carter as Captain Britain, Captain Carter, are they going to bulk her up?
I don't know. I don't even want to think about that because I think it would be really dumb if they do that, if they spend too much time on that. I'm still just sort of like, so is Mordo not bad and Strange is bad? Because that's the vibe I got from this trailer, right?
Is it a question of like, which one's bad? Who's bad?
Yeah, because Mordo didn't seem
which
like
I don't
a bad
mind
guy
that, though. I don't
trailer.
Mind that because I love that in Black Panther. I love that with the X-Men. So I wouldn't mind. It's like, pick a side. You decide.
Yeah, and
he's got cool hair, too. Look at his
there's
hair.
Just, there's so many directions they can go with this, and they should just make it a four-hour movie because I don't want to leave any stone unturned, right? I want to explore all the possibilities here, almost like a choose-your-adventure. And then when I'm satisfied, then we can go down the path.
Other things here, Mac. This movie seems awfully spooky.
Yeah, I mean, this is obviously why they got Sam Raimi. Yeah. He's kind of good at this campy horror type of stuff. But if we spend more than like 2 minutes on the zombie stuff, I'm going to vomit.
I don't want zombie stuff.
I'm all set.
I hate zombie stuff. We also see Rentra.
I don't know what that is.
It's a minotaur. It's a bull. Okay. You saw the bull back of the head?
Okay. All right.
And he is one of Strange's proteges.
So he's a sorcerer.
I believe
he's
so.
He's a bull sorcerer. Okay.
Minotaur. Right. Don't discriminate. Sure. Don't just say bull.
Sorry.
That's
my bad.
You're demeaning him.
Yeah.
He's half
you're right.
human.
That's on me.
I have to take that out of the podcast. You might get canceled for that. Spend a lot of time on the people that he has brought in front of, the judgment, where at first it looks kind of like the TVA, but then you hear that is very clearly Patrick Stewart's voice.
Yeah, I think it is. And I've rewatched the trailer like two or three times now, and it just sounds more like Patrick Stewart
and
every
single
time.
And let me also ask you the question, should we have heard his voice?
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that because, again, everything's on the table with this movie. So giving us that little crumb is I'm okay with.
But if they're doing that, there has to be a bigger surprise in there.
I agree.
Do you think we get the reveal of who the new Wolverine is?
No, I don't think that. I think we're going to get a path here. We're going to go Fantastic Four or X-Men.
Well, if there's the X-Men, though, will we see the new Wolverine? That's what I'm asking you.
No, I don't think so.
Have you seen the rumors?
Bury it
possibly Daniel Radcliffe or Taron Egerton?
I'd be okay with either of those ones. Honestly.
Smaller.
I like both
smaller
guys.
Fella. Yeah. I think Egerton could really fill himself out for it, though.
Yeah, definitely more beefy. But Radcliffe has the scruff, the Wolverine scruff you need. So it could work.
Dinosaurs?
I mean, again, how long is this movie going to be?
Well, right? I will say this, is that it seems like the visions and like the detail of this movie, like they're going to get beyond the mirror dimension, and it looks more like the stuff that we saw in Infinity War with like the Reality Stone and like things getting turned topsy-turvy.
Right, and we do have to wonder, I mean, we probably won't see the TVA, but will we see themes and...
Yeah.
Storylines that were kind of introduced in the Loki show. Like, will Loki pop up, I guess, is even a question we can ask.
We saw someone going up against Wanda Maximoff. Do you believe that is Captain Marvel or Photon?
It looked like Captain Marvel, but they did a good enough job making it quick, so you couldn't really tell. So it could be Photon.
Right, definitely. And of course, Photon has maybe a closer tie because of WandaVision.
Right, right. And we see some interesting Wanda things in here.
Yeah.
She's playing both sides here. She's sort of a loose cannon.
Is it two different Wandas? Is it two different Wandas that he's talking to?
It could be two different Wandas as well. Definitely could be two different Wandas.
Hear me out. And I love this.
What?
What if he's speaking to like 10 different Wandas in the movie? What if it's just a bunch of different? But also, Wanda might not be able to do that because she's a Nexus being and there's only one Wanda. So I don't know what's happening.
What my guess is Wanda's kind of a wolf in sheep's clothing at the beginning when he's talking to her. What do you know about the multiverse? Viz says it was dangerous, yada, yada. I think she's not letting on as much as she knows, even though Strange might pick up on that. Yeah. I'm pretty sure Wanda is a wolf in sheep's clothing at the beginning of this movie.
How do you feel about that nickname, Viz?
I'm okay with it. And she also uses past term Viz, even though white Viz is out there floating around. So I'm intrigued how that's going
to
play out.
I feel like if I was talking to her, though, I'd confuse it with, like, is she talking about her Vizio TV?
She's talking about her mid-tier television.
There's nothing wrong with the Vizio. It's not the best. It's not the worst. If they want to sponsor us, that's kind of what we are.
It's the warm porridge.
It's the Mac and Goo of televisions. And we also get her saying, like, if you break the rules, you're the hero. If I do it, I'm the villain.
Right, and that's where I think that might be the point where Strange realizes, like, oh, maybe Wanda's not totally super good here. And we're also getting a lot of Kamala Khan. And
No, that is America Chavez.
Who the fuck is that?
So she eventually goes on to play Miss America, and also she's one of the Young Avengers. So she could be going through this So she could be going through this multiverse to eventually team up with Kate Bishop and with Yelena.
Okay. So I guess my point was still going to stand.
Yeah.
How early in the movie does she come into it, and how much does she play? Is she a pawn for Strange, or is she operating on her own sort of storyline?
Yeah, I feel like she's trying to use him as well as he's using her, because apparently they do have – this is a very important part of the story. Okay. And I thought that you would actually confuse her with Eric.
Eric?
Chavez.
A's great, Eric Chavez.
Hey, man. Yeah, slick glove. Slick glove. So, yeah, once again, what I do not want from this movie is too much what if. But also, if I prime myself enough for it, maybe I won't care as much.
Just the zombie thing. The zombie thing is dumb.
Yeah, but you see all those dark arms coming out of him? That's still one of my favorite parts of Infinity War, where he splits himself off.
It's cool.
I want more magic. Cool. I just want tons of fucking magic.
Yeah, I'm cool with that, but less zombies.
Yeah. Well, May.
It's gonna be May.
It's gotta be May.
May.
We also got a teaser, not a ton more, for Moon Knight, but I will say a couple cool visuals here, and it does get me a little more excited for the show.
I think this show is gonna be cool. Again, it's gonna be my own personal hang up with the Oscar Isaac accent. It's gonna take me a little bit to get used to.
Hey, governor, can I shine your shoes?
Hello, governor.
I can hear a clock in my mind, and it keeps on ticking.
Honestly, I like the look of the character.
Yeah.
And like everything is looking cool.
Yeah, because
it's just the Oscar Isaac thing for me.
Love the CGI of the costume in the first trailer that we saw. But maybe once again, it's just me getting used to what it looks like. It looked a little bit sharper in this teaser.
For sure. I agree.
News dump. That's out in March, correct?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. That's what news dump's all about. Fake news dump, am I right?
Smashed it.
Or what about Stanzo brand fedoras?
Mac, we also got a trailer, and I'm not going to lie, this kind of spooked me out for Nope.
I felt a little Cloverfield-ish with Nope.
I felt more Signs-ish because I felt like you got the like the realism of the alien walking out of the bush, because when you saw the little alien head, and we're assuming aliens, right? This is an alien story, UFOs. The little alien head, like, bobbing behind that table and it's walking towards you, it kind of scared the shit out of me and my wife.
All right. I mean, that's fair. I more so think, and, you know, we get the big reveal in Cloverfield, as we do in Signs, what's going to make this movie work is what you don't see.
Yes.
I don't want to see aliens. I just want to see alien presence or the idea of aliens sort of floating around, because if you reveal the aliens too early and they don't look great, I'm not going
to
like
them. Right. And I think we can both agree that we want Jordan Peele to kind of like rein it in a little bit. Like just like, what was the last one? I'm blanking on it.
Us.
So Us had some good ideas, but by the end, a little too jumbled, a bit of a mess. Just bring it in a little bit.
You had to do too much splaining at the end of Us, whereas Get Out, the viewer put it all together as the character was putting it together on the screen, and you need that marriage. You need the viewer and the protagonist putting it all together at the same time.
Right, but once again, real spooked out. News dump. Got a trailer for one of those Netflix movies. This is a Ryan Reynolds one, The Adam Project.
Yeah, I actually missed this one. I must have been in the restroom.
So I think you could probably just picture it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds playing Ryan Reynolds.
Pretty much. And also, once again, it is a Netflix movie. So
yeah, well.
Do you go into a Netflix movie with like expecting 24 dogs, like expect the equator, and if it's above it, you're happy. If it's below it, you're just like, yeah, whatever.
I expect to not like it. Okay. And then if I do, I'm like, all right, that was decent.
So you go into it with 20 dogs.
I go in like 15.
15?
Like, this movie's going to suck. The writing's going to be really bad.
News dump. Got a trailer for that Sandra Bullock and Channing Tatum movie.
I'll be honest. Looks all right.
Brad Pitt
looks
shows
all
up.
Right. Brad Pitt. Plays a cool-ass character.
Yeah.
Channing Tatum is so good at this being, like, a vulnerable hunk character.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? He's really good at that. Sandra Bullock looks great. She's playing her classic sort of rom-com-ish character.
Yes.
I think this movie's going to work.
Right. And I know that we just mocked The Rock, Gal Gadot, and, by the way, can we just decide on how to pronounce her last name? Can she tell us, actually?
I say Gadot.
It's Gadot. Okay, because I just said Gadot, which is completely fucking wrong. Like, that is completely wrong, and I needed to fix what I said immediately.
Sure.
And then also Ryan Reynolds for Red Notice. But this does seem like all three of those actors are in their comfort zone, and Sandra Bullock is really, really good at playing this type of character.
Yeah, she's playing some sort of mishmash of
miscongeniality.
Miscongeniality in the movie The Proposal. Is that the one with Ryan Reynolds?
Like a smart, kind of prudish, little bit doofy, clumsy. Right. You know, she's going to slip on a banana peel at some point.
So this is like the third time I've seen that trailer. Now I'm wondering how many purple outfits they made for her for this movie. Because she's in that purple outfit the whole time.
Maybe it's just one.
That's going to stink.
You think she's playing the Grimace? This is a McDonald's movie? News dump. Got a Lord of the Rings trailer, The Rings of Power. This will be on Amazon Prime. Looks spectacular. You want to, you know, look at like the visuals of it, but not a huge Lord of the Rings guy, I suppose. The first three movies are awesome, but you really lost me with the prequels.
Yeah, and this seems like it's going to be a prequel, like how the rings were made or how the ring was made. I don't know how many rings operate in the Lord of the Rings. I don't know what the rules of rings are. I don't know. This is going to be one where, like, if 4 weeks in, people are like, it's awesome, maybe I'll start watching. But I don't plan on watching this.
Same here. News dump. Got a mini vignette about a minute long of a mishmash of DC movies.
It's your film of a vignette.
The Batman, The Flash, Black Adam, and Aquaman. I'm back, baby.
There was also stills this weekend released of Keaton in his Batman suit on the set of Lady Batman. What's the name of that?
Batgirl. Yes.
There you go. Lady Batman.
Which, by the way, just rewatched Batman and Robin for this upcoming episode coming out on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Got a nice little PC joke in there from George Clooney where Alicia Silverstone's like, call me Batgirl. Is like, that's not very PC. How about Batwoman? How about Batperson? They were ahead of their time. By the way, I did an insane amount of research after watching that movie because I had so many fucking questions.
Yeah, I mean, that movie's really bad.
It's really,
really
bad, but it's such a clarity of vision to how bad it wants to be.
It really committed itself to the badness.
Like, from the start, and we're not going to talk about it too much right now, but by the 30-minute mark of this two-hour movie, that's the worst thing about it. It's 2 hours long. But by the 30-minute mark, you got all seven of your main characters. Yes, I said seven.
And the final fight in the skies of Gotham is just so over-the-top bad.
It looks like, so at the end of the movie, spoiler alert, Mr. Freeze is freezing Gotham, but the CGI is so weird where it just looks like he is freezing a painting. Like, not even like a CGI. It looks like he's freezing a painting.
Yeah, the way they chose to do those bigger Gotham shots is bizarre.
Although, but do you like Schumacher's bigger godly Gotham or Burton's tiny gothic Gotham? Because there's they're completely
like the
different. They're,
I like the bigger Gotham for sure. Mm-hmm. But that's, you know, James Gunn in my head, James Gunn in my balls. They both stink.
I was so into this fucking viewing of this movie. My wife, like, she was so mad that we did this on a Sunday afternoon. But, like, my kid's sleeping. What else are we going to do?
Right.
And I'm like, take notes. And she's like, no. So we'll see what happens there. But
okay. All right. Well.
I have everyone's height written down. Because that's a big thing that I thought about the entire movie.
How tall is George Clooney?
5'11". So we're going into this podcast real hot.
I think the only thing I legitimately like about the movie is Freeze's fucking henchman in ice skates. That's the best part of the movie.
I actually will give him credit. When he's out of the Freeze costume and he's in Arkham Asylum, he's actually pretty good. Like, you can see, like, what he's trying to do there.
Right.
But I also want to blame whoever casted him and paid him $25 million plus. I believe he got some royalties on, like, the merchandise. Like, what are you doing casting this man and then putting him in this giant mechanical outfit?
Yeah, not great.
Let's get
not
off Batman great. And Robin. We have a lot to talk about on Friday. I'm so excited.
Yeah, we sure do. We sure
I'm so excited. Just took a bunch of sleeping pills like Jesse Spano. Yeah, so this little vignette.
It's your flimflam vignette.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm in a holding pattern with DC. Mm-hmm. And it's really going to come down to how much the Batman ties into the bigger DC world.
I don't want it to, though.
And how good. Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
If they're trying to tie things in, I don't think I like that. But also, if Black Adam is good, okay, now we're getting somewhere. We can do off-the-beat characters, and it's going to land like Marvel has done. Mm-hmm. DC hasn't done it yet. So if DC lands that, sticks the landing
on
the Black
Adam.
Well,
Shazam was kind of like that.
Okay, true, but yeah. Black Adam's sort of in that same realm, I guess, you know, part of the Shazam story. So if that's good, and now we're building with Shazam and Black Adam, and I guess you still got Wonder Woman and whatnot, then we're kind of going somewhere, finally.
News dip. Mac, very simple question for you. What was the best commercial during Super Bowl 56? 7?
I got a hearty laugh out of the Seth Rogen and Paul Rudd one.
That was a good one.
I really liked
but
that
But my
one.
Main question during that was like, did they originally want to do Rogan and Franco? Like, that felt like more of a Rogan and Franco thing. But then you can't do it.
They haven't used James Franco in 3 years.
Right. But Dave Franco is in that Amazon Prime show. No, the Apple TV show. Have you been watching that?
No, God, no.
It's pretty good, actually. I like it.
Okay. All right.
Sam Richardson.
Sam Richardson doesn't do it for me. Sam Richardson is the worst part of every I Think You Should Leave sketch he's in.
I love Ben Schwartz. He plays Jean Ralphio. But the entire time watching that show, I think it's called The After Party, of whenever he's talking to Sam Richardson, I'm like, this would be really funny if it was Tim Robinson delivering all these lines.
Well, Sam Richardson's going to have to live with that, just being the second funniest guy that he knows.
Right. What are we talking about? Oh, the commercials. I love the Larry David one.
Yeah, and the Larry David one was really good because the season of Curb wasn't that good.
Okay.
So it was nice to see him be pretty funny in this commercial. He was doing like peak Larry David stuff.
My favorite line in it was they're signing the Declaration of Independence. And he's like, wait a second. Everyone gets the vote? Even the stupid people?
Oh, Billy D has chimed in. He liked the Larry David one and the Dr. Evil one. He very much enjoyed.
Dr. Evil one was okay.
I like that they got everyone back for it, though. Mm-hmm. I did appreciate that.
I like that Rob Lowe was there and he didn't say anything. Right? He's just there.
Just there. Yeah. Wearing his MLB logo hat.
Yeah.
NFL logo hat.
But I thought they were all pretty good.
It was one of the better years for Super Bowl.
Cable guy. That was good. And you know, some people thought a bit too nostalgic, just using superstars to sell your stuff, but that's how commercials work. You're trying to make people feel warm.
That's how advertising works.
People feel warm about the product, and they're like, oh, maybe I do want some Verizon because Jim Carrey's in.
It's like advertising 101.
Yeah.
How do we get people addicted, and or which star can we get to chalk our product here?
News dump. Back this week in the DSG, we have already mentioned what we're doing at the end of the week, but last weekend, or heading into last weekend, we did the Book of Boba Fett, and most people seem to agree with us. More like Slobafett.
I haven't talked to the DSG, the rest of the DSG, about their thoughts on it, but there wasn't anyone during the 7 weeks of the show that was like, this show's awesome.
I feel like Davey might like it more than us.
Possibly. I know Keith,
but hear me out. He also loves books.
He is a reader. Yeah. That's for sure.
It's a book of Boba Fett. I don't know what anyone else is doing. I'm assuming all Obi-Wan. It's all Book of Boba Fett, not Obi-Wan.
I assume so, yeah. I mean, and it's... I could talk about that show and the ramifications of that show not being good for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Because it says so much about where they're going and what they're trying to do, which is why I'm worried about Obi-Wan. But I also, like, I'm not necessarily looking forward to Obi-Wan. It just is what it is. It's going to be, you know... I don't like Ahsoka is the only one I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah.
Don't care for Andor. Like, it's just get me to Ahsoka and then let's see what happens.
And I will also say this is that some people did say it just sounds like Mac hates Star Wars in general, but I would say that you love Star Wars and you demand more from them. That's
100%.
That's really what it is.
If you think I hate Star Wars, you don't like Star Wars.
Mac loves Star Wars.
Yeah. I love Star Wars so much. And that's why it makes me so angry. It's because it seems like a really simple formula to get right. And what Filoni keeps doing is subverting the formula. Listen, Jedis, lightsabers, some cool action, two or three good characters. Filoni wants this, take it down to here. Let's go a little slow. This is going to be a nice little ride around.
Filoni's trying to make love to you. We just want to get fucked.
He wants to take a nice little ride around the neighborhood. Then instead of worrying about the two or three characters that we should be worrying about, he wants you to worry about characters 4 through 15. Dave, don't need it. Don't need it, man. Give me the two or three good characters and I'll live with the rest of it.
All right. So join us at the end of the week for more discussion on Batman and Robin, because what we did today was just the iceberg.
Ooh, the old tip of the iceberg.
That's also a pun because Mr. Freeze is in the movie.
There you go.
I think I might go sans puns in this podcast because that's been talked about more than anything else.
There's no chance you go sans puns.
That's a good point. None. It doesn't matter what the topic is.
Yeah.
Tuesdays are Goose Days, and that's not how we wrap up News Dump.
Shibbity bop, carpele caca.
News Dump.